Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad Duckies.
And Matt Man.
And Uxter will not be here tonight, but with that being said, let's just get right into it.
All right, then.
Because he apparently doesn't love us as much as he says he does. Him no heart us.
So, first of all, let's talk about Bill and Ted Face Music, which is supposed to be getting a release in when? 2020, I know that much.
Excellent.
Can't remember what. August 21st of 2020.
Excellent.
Well, they also just recently...
Sounds non-heinous.
Totally right.
Cast Anthony Carrigan as a villain in Bill and Ted's Face Music.
I have no idea who that is.
You ever watched Gotham?
Nope.
I mean, that's good. That's good.
Him real quick.
Go ahead.
He's a bald guy. Yeah, I saw the picture. That's all I know about him.
Anyways, a lot of people are suggesting he might be playing Death Jr.
Really?
So.
Well, they supposedly got... I can't think of his name now. The guy that played Death in the...
William Sadler?
To come back as Death again in this one.
I mean, I'm down for it.
So, I mean, that's... You know, Bill and Ted Face Music wasn't the sequel we asked for, but it's a sequel we deserve.
Did we ask for a sequel?
No, but this is the year for it. Keanu.
Yeah, this is the year for Keanu. Even though it's next year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also his...
Keanu Reeves is kicking ass, though.
That he's going to be in.
Victor Zsasz. Okay, Zsasz.
Cyberpunk.
Calendar Man?
Yeah, the one with
all the dates and stuff carved on him.
Well, the tally marks.
The marks.
Whatever.
Anyways.
He was the Mist in the Flash TV series.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That was this morning. Anyways, William Sadler's will reprise his role as Death, and then... Obviously, Alex and Keanu will be reprising their roles.
Awesome.
And joining the two will be their daughters, Thea Preston and Billy Logan. Which is just Bill and Ted gender swap, but whatever.
Yeah, not much.
Played by Samantha Weaving and Bridget Lundy Payne. Alright.
Alrighty then.
I got nothing.
A visitor from the future tells best friends Bill and Ted that one of their songs can save life as we know it and bring harmony to the universe.
I believe it.
Yeah, wasn't that their song? The plot of the first two?
Yes.
Because the second one, they had to win the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah. Huh.
That's always the plot. Anyways.
I mean, it's a plot in there. You know,
people bitch about plot rehashes. And yet here we go for another movie rehashing the plot from the first two movies.
Speaking of Keanu Reeves, it seems that Marvel really, really wants him to join the MCU. With rumors of him possibly being cast as Wolverine and Ghost Rider and
Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock, yeah, that's the one. Which, honestly, that's...
We have multiple people for Adam Warlock.
Yeah, for a while.
I don't know. I think I'd rather see him as Adam Warlock rather than Johnny Blaze.
Yeah.
He just doesn't, to me, seem like...
He's just not really the...
I mean, supposedly he's like a motorcycle nut in real life, but I just don't see him as...
Yeah.
A Johnny Blaze.
Yeah.
You know,
Norman Reedus is who I'd like to see take up an older Johnny Blaze.
I can see him being Johnny Blaze.
There was rumors about him playing Johnny Blaze on Netflix for a while, which obviously isn't going to happen with Disney streaming service happening. But when those rumors were going on, Stan Lee had said that he'd be the perfect choice. Stan Lee's social media account said.
Yeah. Whether it was Stan himself.
But, so yeah, no, given his success lately, I'd say Keanu Reeves can pull off a character in the MCU.
Yeah, and I think I'd rather see him as, like I said, I think I'd rather see him as Adam Warlock if out of the three options there.
Well, I think with his John Wick role, it shows he could play a character as grisly as Wolverine.
Yeah, but
and he's got the right kind of...
I don't think he's got quite the right build for it, though.
Well, nobody's got the right build for Wolverine. It's 5'3 and jacked like a powerhouse.
It's just how they play the actor. And Dead could use back from that short intermission.
No one even noticed that you were gone.
Oh. Okay. Anyways, moving on.
And back to the Ghost Rider talk that we had last week about how all Ghost Riders suck except for Johnny Blaze. Well, one, I actually liked the female one that they had a few years ago.
I didn't hear about that one.
Alejandra Jones. I thought that was a pretty good series. Also, I think my current favorite one, though, it happens to be the Cosmic Ghost Rider.
And I didn't say that all Ghost Riders...
Frank Castle.
Yeah. I didn't say that all Ghost Riders sucked except for... No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I said... Robbie Reyes sucks as Ghost Rider. There's a very big difference. I've got a couple that I actually like other than Johnny Blaze.
You said Johnny Blaze was the best Ghost Rider ever and should only be the Ghost Rider. Johnny Blaze is the Ghost Rider.
No.
Yeah.
That's not what I said.
Yes, it is.
We're not going to spend the entire podcast arguing over this. It's not what I said, and that's fine. Anyways, moving on. Robert Downey Jr. builds buzz for Ironheart, joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yay, Pepper Potts finally getting her own.
That's not Pepper Iron Potts.
Yeah, that's not Pepper Potts.
Oh,
Ironheart. Pepper Potts is what's her name? Rescue.
Oh, Rescue.
Riri Williams.
Yeah, Riri Williams. The
kid.
A young African American girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which means fans are going to bitch.
Oh, of course.
One, it's a woman. Two, oh my God, she's not white.
But also, the other part is they were building up for Iron Lad. For that. It seems like they were building up for Iron Lad. But.
I mean, we don't know. They could be opening up for a bunch of Iron. Hey, kids.
That'd be a mistake.
I mean, you know, copycats trying to.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see it in Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, because, you know, really? Mysterio telling the truth?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, he does that all the time.
Of course, the MCU could just be changing his character. Wouldn't be the first time.
Into a nice guy?
Possibly. I don't want to see it, but it might be. But moving on from that, just because there's not a whole lot to that story yet, other than the fact that he wants... Williams to be in the MCU.
Yeah.
Moving on from that, there's also not much to this story. The gay character in Avengers Endgame was not supposed to be a big deal. People lost their fucking minds with either anger or happiness whenever Joe Russo played the quote-unquote first gay character in the MCU. Pretty sure, I kind of swear there was another character before that was, but...
Not sure.
I could be wrong.
Well, if there was a gay character, it wasn't...
I don't think it...
wasn't mentioned at all in any way, shape, or form in the movie. Which,
I mean, it really doesn't need to be, though. Because, they're just normal people.
Oh, you should have heard fucking Star Wars fans going batshit crazy when they first brought in gay characters in the new novels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bunch of...
You know, can't Kenji. Stand. There can't be more than one woman and one black man in the fucking universe. Only Lando.
In the whole universe?
Only Lando and only Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
They barely let Mon Mothma slide. Because she was only in it for, 5 minutes?
Chewbacca is brown. I don't like him. Get rid of him. Just kidding. Chewbacca's my favorite.
You know, that's why they had such an uproar over... over Rey, over Finn.
Yeah.
You know, plus, you know, they're thinking, oh my God, they're making Finn and Poe going to be gay lovers.
Which,
there's no actual indication of that.
None at all.
It's just like, really? You know, are these people that they got to lash out at fictional stuff?
And the fact that Finn has been making oogly eyes to Rey since
all
they first met.
And then started feeling for Rose towards the end of The Last Jedi.
Yeah. That was a whole pointless movie. In my opinion. In Kate Arsenal's opinion. But...
I wasn't really happy with that movie. Especially that slow speed space chase. And then the detour to the casino planet. Really?
Hey, people gotta gamble.
You know, why didn't the First Order launch the TIE fighters to go after that ship when they detected it leaving?
Because the Order sucks.
No, because it wasn't in the script.
Oh.
You have to obey the script gods.
In other Avengers Endgame news, though, it's officially getting a re-release with new footage. Which is just pretty much deleted scenes and possibly a montage. Sorry, neighbor's dog. Anyways, moving on from that. Because there's not a whole lot of information on that either.
As far as the extra footage goes, I think, you know, I would probably, you know, if, you know, one of the theaters around here got it, I'd probably go back and see it if they put edited it back into the movie.
Yeah, I would watch it.
That's one of the things that
they're going to make me. I don't want to sit through. You know, I mean, yeah, it's a good movie, but I don't want to sit in a theater
for
another 3 friggin' hours to watch 8 minutes of new footage after the end of the fucking movie. If they're not going to put it back in the movie for this re-release, and they're mad dash to definitely overpower Avatar as the number one movie, then I will just wait for the home video release and fire up the special features
and see if it's
because then I can watch the special features
instead
of having to sit through the movie first.
Yeah, normally that's what they would do, but
in fact, we usually watch the gag reels first.
The real reason why they are doing this isn't so people can see this brand new footage, blah blah blah. It's so they can pass Avatar
cash grab to get past Avatar. Number.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, they only need like 0.04546 billion to do it.
Step. Not even
they're
that.
They're 0.45 billion last I saw.
Let's see, there's
0.045 billion.
Avatar still holds the all-time global box office record with $2.788 billion. Avengers Endgame is very close to that number with a current total of $2.743 billion. So
I was only off by a little bit.
Really close. About $41.041
billion.
Jeez. So.
Well, 0.43 to point... Or 43 to 88 is actually 45. So they would need 45 to tie
and
just over 45 to beat. So basically 46 to.
So this to beat. Is just trying to get that little.
Although, if they do this re release, they're probably going to get another billion.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because we're idiots.
Which is also going to delay the home video release. Which, come on, people.
More money.
Yeah, but it would be nice to have it out before Far From Home, so that way you can watch it before going to see Far From Home.
Right.
Well, it is coming out before Far From Home.
Not the re-release, I'm talking the home video release.
Jordan, moving on from that into more Marvel news, but not MCU, technically.
Marvel Comics.
Yeah, Jordan White says, Marvel Universe doesn't have to obey the laws of logic. It's magic. We don't have to explain it. Those were words famously said by then editor-in-chief of Marvel, Joe
Quesada.
Except those weren't actually his words. At least, not exactly. In a subsequent interview with EBR, Quesada clarified, I didn't say those words. But here's the thing. From what you're saying here, it seems to me you're splitting hairs. You can suspend belief for some things, but not others. I completely agree.
Rat stepping on a control panel in an old can in storage.
Shut the fuck up. I would completely agree with you if the Marvel Universe didn't have magical based characters. I mean, Scott Lewicks said no more mutants, and magically millions of mutants lost their powers because of it.
How come Spider-Man's gloves don't stick to his webbing?
Butter.
It being chaos magic. Well, there is no explanation for Mephisto's magic. Is it any different than Doctor Strange's or Wanda's? Whenever they've done things, it seems that its magic is all the explanation fans have ever needed. So, not to be nitpicky, I don't see the difference.
Okay. So, he's
here's on what the White had to say. Level? Here's what Jordan White had to say when asked about the new mutant or the new X-Men and why they haven't aged out of high school in 20 years. This is why it's not ideal that there are 71 different generations of mutants. The Marvel Universe can't really allow that much time to pass. I know fans hate when I say Cyclops is only around 27 years old, but that's the official status. There are lots of arguments I have heard about why that is wrong, from it being impossible to have that many things happen in such a short time, to pointing out how much time he has been said to pass, to just talking about his character and how he acts. Thankfully, the Marvel Universe does not have to obey the laws of physics, or even sometimes logic. If you need an in-world explanation, Al Ewing lovingly provided one in his run-on Ultimates that explained how a form of chronal gravity dragged past events along with the present, remaining the past as it is as it moved forwards. Personally, I love that explanation. If that doesn't do it for you, you can go with my big reveal on Twitter a while back that every panel of every comic book ever takes place in a completely different universe. We just string them together to simulate a continuing story.
Boom.
Good lord.
Mouthful.
Yeah.
Let's have
comic fans get bent out of shape over the stupidest shit.
Oh, so much.
Yeah. Okay. You can believe a spider infused with radiation can bite a person and they will gain the powers of a spider. You can believe that a man gets irradiated with so much radiation that it doesn't kill him, but it turns him into a green, raging anger monster.
Mm-hmm.
You can believe that a man, 98-pound weakling, gets injected with special magic chemicals and subjected to other kinds of radiation and whatnot, and all of a sudden becomes this, 200-plus pound, 6-foot tall, buff man at peak human endurance. But yet you can't believe that, they're only so old. Or, a man can shrink down to ant size or can grow up and be tall as a building.
I mean, or you can...
And can travel into a quantum realm and then get stuck there because...
You know what I can't believe is you're a smartass. Shut the fuck up. I know where you're going with that.
A giant purple grimace gets a hold of these magical stones and wipes out half of all life in the universe.
No, I don't believe that.
And then a rat comes along and steps on the
control. No, you know what? I can't suspend my disbelief for a rat to come across the perfect. Yeah, I can believe everything else, but I can't. No. There's too much chance in a rat not pushing the right buttons for this to work.
Yeah, 14,604.
You're a fucking asshole.
Times the rat did not step on the button in the right sequence.
And it only took once.
So, Tobe Hooper almost directed a bonkers Spider-Man body horror film. So, before we get into this article.
Really?
Which was posted by John Squires on Bloody Disgusting. I just want to clarify.
Bloody
Tobe Hooper, once you read this article, you'll agree with me that he has never once even looked at Spider-Man.
Uh-oh.
When he was brought on to... When he was being talked to about making this movie...
He thought it was
He had asshole. Never even heard of the character at this point, okay? This is what I'm going off of. Right.
Oh, wow.
Read it.
It gets bad.
Well, then again, Michael Bay hadn't really heard of Transformers other than, you know, the toys
back So Tobe Hooper, who was the director of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and was at the time working on the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, apparently was considered for Spider-Man, that the AdelMS creator Leslie Stevens was commissioned to write by the studio. As Schertz explained in the aforementioned Digital Spy article, in this new version, instead of being bitten by a radioactive spider, Parker was deliberately bombarded with radiation by a corporate scientist named Dr. Zork, who transforms the ID photographer, not student or journalist, into a giant eight-armed spider hybrid who's so monstrous he swiftly becomes suicidal. The man spider is encouraged to lead the scientist's race of mutants, shades of the island of Dr. Moreau, but refuses and fights the creations instead. The man spider? Was a storyline there?
But
I have no idea where the fuck the rest of this shit came from.
Dr. Zork.
Wasn't Zork a text-based RPG game years and years and years ago?
I mean, hey, all four Spider-Men defeating all the other mutated, you know, things. But poor him, suicidal.
Yeah, suicidal with giant eight-armed spider hybrid.
Giant.
Wait, so he had eight arms plus his two legs?
Yep.
So that's 10 limbs, not a spider.
Apparently,
he can't even really get the science right.
I completely misunderstood the origin of Spider-Man. Believing the character to be a horrifying man spider.
A Spider-Man movie, or they were just calling it Spider-Man, as in it was a man that turned into a spider?
No. Canon's take on Spider-Man was ultimately rejected by Stan Lee himself.
Of course it was.
Yeah, that's,
wow.
It's something. That is something.
Also in Spider-Man news, J.J. Abrams is being brought in for a comic book story.
Oh, yeah, and he with his son on it too.
Yeah, he's working on with his son. J.J. Abrams has created a Spider-Man villain for a new comic series, and his name is Cadaverous. Which means resembling a corpse and being very pale, thin, and bony.
All right.
So yeah.
Zombie?
Also, that's all the news on the new villain.
That's it.
There's a scary new villain that we can't wait for you to meet. That's it.
And you just get his name and what he's about.
J.J. and Henry Abrams and Sarah Pacelli is going to be the artist.
Right.
So that's going to be interesting. Outside of Marvel news, we've got Charlie Hunnam he's being rumored to be eyed to play Green Arrow in the DCU, which I didn't even know they were going to bring Arrow into the DCU, but
maybe that's
why
them getting canceled.
It wasn't canceled, just
ended.
Oh,
well, I don't know. I'm more Marvel than DC. Anyways,
also am I, but I like the shows. If Charlie and I were to take up the Mandalorian Green Arrow, I might actually want to check out the DCEU again.
I mean, with Shazam.
Yeah, there's been actually... DC's getting better at making
Aquaman,
movies.
Aquaman, Shazam, Wonder Woman.
That's it. I think Charlie Hunnam would be a wonderful choice for Oliver Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's couldn't be better, in my opinion.
Yeah, speaking of Shazam, it comes out digitally on July 2nd, and then on home video and Blu-ray and DVD on the 16th.
All right, I might get it.
So, Have to check it out.
So apparently he is on his way into the DCEU. Might be a few years before he makes his appearance in theaters.
All right. I mean, we can wait. We waited for longer stuff.
Yeah, so he apparently, sources close to the We Got This Covered have confirmed that the Sons of Anarchy star is on Warner Brothers' wish list along with a few other actors. This doesn't mean that he's locked for the role, though, or the casting has even officially begun. Like we said, it'll be some time before Green Arrow enters the DCU. The studio does already have a wish list of talents that they're considering, and Charlie Hunnam is said to be on it.
All right. So we're going to have to wait.
He was the guy that played Jax on Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Okay.
He was also King Arthur in the...
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, something like that.
Fucking great movie. All right. And then, moving on from that, last but not least, more than 20,000 Christians asked the wrong streaming service to remove the show Good Omens. The, you know, one season long miniseries on Amazon Prime.
Six whole episodes.
You know where they asked to get it removed from? Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I guess Netflix responded with, okay.
Okay.
I've read a couple of different articles on that today. In fact, I think even Amazon Prime said, hey, why don't you give us the best reasons to not renew it and we'll pass them on to Netflix.
So I'm going to imagine the 20,000 people who signed this petition to get this horrible show off
I've never seen it.
Netflix lost their freaking minds when Lucifer got saved. I got to imagine they just went insane.
Oh yeah, I remember there was a petition thing or something back when Lucifer first started that they were trying to get Fox to drop it. Because it promoted Satanism and stuff.
So bad.
Not really.
It's just the dad trying to live his life.
As far as the Good Omens thing, it was big problems were because of God being voiced by a woman.
So apparently Neil Gaiman saw this, and his only reply was, "I love that they are going to write to Netflix to try and get Good Omens canceled." Says it all, really.
That and it's done, so canceling it ain't going to do any good.
Really? Just one and done?
Yeah, it's just the six. It's just an adaptation of the novel.
Oh, okay.
I mean, depending on how it gets looked at, I mean, we've seen shows come back from different.
Yeah.
So it could go from being a miniseries to a full-blown series.
I doubt it.
I'm going to say I don't see Neil going, you know, approving that, especially with, you know, Terry Pratchett having been deceased for a few years now.
But anyways,
it was the two of them that wrote it.
Yeah. And he wouldn't want to do that.
Although I would love to have seen, you know, what they would have done if they could have made it as a movie with Robin Williams and Johnny Depp.
Oh, that would have been good.
Robin Williams would have been
he would have been Aziraphale.
The angel?
Yeah. All
right.
And that would have been Crowley.
Crowley?
Crowley.
Crowley.
That's how he changed the name from Crowley to Crowley. It just pronounced. He just pronounced it different. That's all it did. Spelling stayed the same.
Yeah. Like that.
Spelling stayed the same, but he just changed how, you know. No, it's pronounced this way.
Oh no.
Yeah, you know, the whole Crowley thing. He didn't like that.
Hey, don't get me wrong.
It's like, well, you were the serpent that tempted, you know, with the tree of knowledge. It's like, well, yeah, but. You know, it's just, no, I don't like that.
I'm changing it.
I tell you, the weirdest thing in the world is seeing David Tennant with those reptile eyes.
Oh, well, tell me about it. And that's why he keeps the sunglasses on.
It's funny, though, when he goes into the church.
Yeah.
How about you both shut the fuck up until I've actually seen the show?
Well, we're sorry, Cade, but not.
Right here, sir. There's your copies.
Anyways, that being said, we're out of topics now. Looks like it's going to be an early night.
I said it's not the first time we've done a short one.
Quick little half-hour podcast. We're missing someone. We're
down on topics.
I don't remember if I... No, I don't think I shared it because I didn't have an actual article to share. Next week in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic, they finally bring in a certain ranger that people have been waiting for. He's been in there as a different color. He's coming in as a new color.
Oh, no. What color?
Actually, technically, it would be considered the presence of all colors until the light goes through the spectrum and splits into different colors.
Oh, okay. So...
Tommy?
Oh, I know Tommy. But...
Yeah, how many colors has that motherfucker been? He was two in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
White, green.
He's already been in as the green.
Yeah.
And they're bringing him in as the white.
Yes.
I'm not sure. And I guess it's kicking off another freaking event.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I'm getting sick of events happening in comics all the damn time.
Oh, and...
Because they did Shattered Grid, and then they did Beyond the Grid, and now this next one is going to be called Necessary Evil or something like that.
Alrighty, then.
So I'm just like, really? Come on. Can't we just have regular issues for a while now?
Also, on another last-minute side note... Invader Zim will be getting a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's supposed to be out around the 1st of September.
Well, it's got a bunch of
the original voice actors coming back.
Yes.
You know, I was really worried that they'd have to recast Zim, but nope, he's coming back.
Good.
So is this right after the TV show? Or?
I don't know how long after this show is supposed to take place. I know... Well, it's happening on Earth and stuff, so it can't be before.
Okay, so it's after.
But I do know that the original voice actor for Gaz isn't coming back, though. But Zim and Dib and Professor Membrane. I think both voices for the tallest, Red and Purple, are coming back.
I can't wait to watch
the voice actor for Gurr is coming back.
I can't wait.
Why is there bacon in the soap? I made it myself. These are good waffles, girl. What's in them?
Waffle stuff.
Waffle stuff.
Tacos.
In fact, my sister-in-law's text tone when she texts me is, girl, it's me. I was the turkey all along. And then when my son texts me, it's, I got chocolate bubblegum.
Oh, girl. You rascal. Can't wait to see how they take him in this one.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I saw that Richard Horvitz is coming back to do Gurr as the special features for the DVDs. He talked about how he could only do so many lines a day because of Zim's shouting would constantly stress out his throat.
Oh, yeah. I bet. I bet you any of that would stress out your throat.
Yeah, but... I mean, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm hoping it leads to a re-release of the series again. On home video. You know, put it out on friggin' Blu-ray this time. Kevin Manthey, the guy who did the score for the series, is doing the score for the movie as well.
Nice.
I know.
I'm
scared too.
Yeah.
Gurr, you mean something broken around here and it's not your fault?
I know. I'm scared too.
All right, anyways, with that being said, I think it's time to call it a night. Thank you guys for listening, as usual.
Thank you.
To whoever does actually listen to us.
Matt Man.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us, Matt Man.
Yay!
And maybe even Greener Thoughts, if you are.
If you're still listening.
Anyways, again, thank you guys for listening. Have a good night.
Bye!
Peace!